Welcome, Savvy Seeker, to the Spiritual Phoenix Podcast. This is your audio oasis and paranormal portal. You can experience legendary guests, thought-provoking tarot readings, astonishing astrological forecasts, and exposure to ideas intent on igniting your unlimited inspiration. Subscribe today to keep your fire burning. One last thing, you are encouraged to reach out and ask questions. Become a part of the show. Now please, enjoy today's episode. Hey, what is up, everybody? Happy Monday. It is the Oracle at Mooshin bringing you your weekly card reading. So right off the rip, we are going to get into your Oracle card for the week, and you have discernment. So discernment is different in judgment in the sense that it's looking at the evidence that's presented before you and forming an educated opinion. So this week, apply a little bit of discernment to the situations that you face. Discernment also would indicate that not totally committing to something. Judgment is forming an opinion based off of little or no information. Discernment would say, I'm going to be cautious in how I proceed with this situation, but I'm also going to let the situation unfold and explain itself so I can potentially get a different understanding. And I think that I've expressed that clearly, so we will move on to the next part of the reading, which you can pick a card between 1, 2, or 3. Every card will most likely have somewhat of a message for everybody, but pick one specifically for yourself to hear. So right now, I'd like you to choose card 1, 2, or 3. And we are going to start off with card 2. It is the 6 of Drums. And as you notice from this deck, the Shaman Tarot deck, it is a young man sitting under a tree, kind of having this momentary rest with all of this playfulness. This card is reminding you to take time this week to enjoy life, to slow the pace down, to have fun, to bring some music into your life, to connect with your inner child, to enjoy the summer as it's coming, to enjoy the end of spring and the beginning of summer, to really, really connect to the richness of life and to experience things. And discernment, how that ties into discernment, you have to be discerning between working hard and being a workaholic. There has to be some work-life balance. And this can be incredibly difficult for entrepreneurs, especially because we can fall into the trap of always, always grinding or never, ever working. So finding that give and take of I'm going to work diligently towards my task, but I'm also going to create space in my life to where I can enjoy life and live it to its fullest. That's a really difficult dance at times, especially early on. So we will now move on to our card 1s. And you have the 10 of Stones. So this card is all about healing. It's about connecting to the healing potential of the world, the healing potential of the universe in general. And it's about allowing yourself to heal. Oftentimes, we become so attached to our own story that we forget to actually let that wound heal and we keep picking at it. And if anybody has ever experienced this before, if you mess with a wound, it becomes difficult for it to actually heal. This is calling you to step back, put your intention and energy on healing, nurturing, growth, expansion, all of that good stuff. And how this relates to discernment specifically, this is saying to be discerning and not over nurture yourself, because there comes a time, especially right now, self-care seems to be very big topic in our culture, but some of that self-care becomes kind of over nurturing, and over nurturing creates weakness and really sets you up for all sorts of other problems. And if you look at that in nature, if you overwater a plant, it will die. If you overfeed a human being, an animal, or whatever, it's not good for its health. So nurturing yourself is good. Healing is really good. But there becomes this sense where, or this point where, it can become detrimental. So again, discernment would be finding that center point of balance and figuring out how to do that in a way that actually is healthy. And now we will move on to our threes. It is the Ace of Bows. Bows are all about thought. And this is kind of about getting clear on what you want and kind of facing the difficult thoughts. You can see those storm clouds brewing. So oftentimes we're going to find some of the biggest rewards in our lives from facing many of the problems that have had us on the run for the bulk of our experience. And this isn't always comfortable, isn't always pleasant, it isn't always what we want to do, but it will always be rewarding if we can approach these situations again with discernment. So how discernment applies to our thoughts in general, or how we get the benefit of approaching this. So looking at this whole new age movement of think happy thoughts and blah, 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 discernment would say that is good at times. There can be benefit from being optimistic. Discernment would also say being overly optimistic at times when I need to be honest and real about the situation can be incredibly damaging. And the benefit or the reward from how you perceive your thoughts and what you get from your thoughts comes not from being unrealistically optimistic. It comes from having an honest conversation and saying, maybe this thought isn't productive. Maybe I can think of this a different way. Or saying, maybe this is exactly how I need to perceive the situation, despite it being uncomfortable and unpleasant and not what I want to hear, but maybe this is the reality. And then looking at that, taking that information and moving forward with life. Discernment really is calling you to look at things and have an honest conversation. And bringing this card up again, it's this weathered face who is looking the world in the eye with neither aggressiveness or fear and saying, what is being presented before me? How can I navigate through this situation? And what can I get from it? And we will go into our last oracle card. I've done it from a different deck before. I'm just going to use the Mystic Art Medicine again. And peace comes up. So there is this light, tranquil blue. This is relative to the throat chakra. Wow, I said throat. So it's about speaking peace, speaking peacefully about stuff. And discernment comes up in there too, because if you're speaking from a place of peace, it doesn't mean necessarily that you always say pleasantries. It doesn't mean that you always say things that people want to hear. But it means you can say it in ways that are respectful, ways that communicate clearly how you feel about things, but that aren't polluted by emotion. Discernment is essential. And then tying peace into the other cards. So tying peace into the twos, taking time to reflect, relax, and enjoy life. Live life to be present in the moment will bring you peace. Healing yourself and nurturing yourself in a healthy balance will bring you a sense of peace. Sometimes we have to bring our own healing instead of looking for external things, because external things offer temporary healing. Getting in tune with yourself brings ultimate healing. And then in regards to our threes, the Ace of Bows, this is about finding peace by looking at the storms in your life honestly, without trying to glamorize or demonize what you're experiencing, and taking that experience wholeheartedly and gaining the insight and wisdom from it. I really hope that this reading helped you. Please leave a like on this video, comment if you got anything from it, ask me questions if you'd like me to give you a personal card in an upcoming reading, share this video with your friends, or buy a personal reading. Thank you so much. Peace. Thank you for listening. If you love this show, one kind review goes a long way. If you have a question or comment you'd like read on air, please send your email to staff@spiritualphoenixstudios.com. Or use the link in the show notes.